Because you get into this, you invest, you set up the property because you want to have a passive income flow. And it's not passive when you're anxious about it. It's not passive when you are constantly texting and checking and obsessing about it.
What's up, everybody? My name's Mike Shogren here with my co-host,
Emmanuel Pani.
We're part of a group of specialized real estate investors you've probably never heard of.
We didn't start with deep pockets or wealthy families, and we don't rely on 401ks, mutual funds, or traditional real estate investing.
In fact, many of us don't even own the properties that fund our freedom. If you ask the money experts out there, they'd say what we do is impossible, yet it's happening every single day.
It's happening through a new niche called short-term rentals.
We are Short-Term Rental Nation, and these are our secrets.
What's going on, STR Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Short-Term Rental Secrets Podcast. I am your host, Mike Shogren, here with my main man and brother from another mother, Mr. Emmanuel Pani. What's up, B?
My brother, so good to see you. Double episode today. Life is good. Back in South Florida. Real estate market is absolutely killing it. Had a closing that was supposed to happen today. It's going to happen tomorrow. I'm actually heading on Sunday to New Orleans. And it's unfortunate this episode is going to come out after the fact, but hopefully I'll find some short-term rental people in New Orleans at the BP conference, and hopefully I can kind of poach some of them to come on the show. We always love finding good quality operators. So I'm really looking forward and kind of speaking out that intention right now as we're recording this early to find us some good operators at the conference that we can have kind of come on here and bring some value to our people.
I love it, man. Well, enjoy that. I'm really excited for today's guest. We were talking on LinkedIn for a little while and going back and forth on scheduling, but today we have Asaf Karman on the show. He is the founder and CEO of Turnover B&B. And if you guys have been listening or following me for a while, you know I'm a big believer in what he has created in the platform. And it's such a massively helpful tool for short-term rental operators. So without further ado, Asaf, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here, man.
Hey, Mike and Manuel, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of, we always like to get into the backstory. So how did you end up getting into the short-term rental industry and building out Turnover B&B?
So I was hosting out here in Honolulu back when it was a little easier. And I was having a terrible time scheduling my cleaners just for my one unit. And being a software engineer, you know, the saying, like, when you are holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? So I'm a software engineer. I like finding solutions to problems. So I come, you know, I see this problem. It's really hurting my lifestyle. I find myself constantly stressed, constantly texting, trying to figure out, you know, if the cleaner is coming, they're not coming, they're not answering me, they haven't read my text. Okay, I'm gonna automate this. I'm gonna make all of this stress about scheduling go away. So I built my little scheduling app. And I put it out there for other people to use as well. And, you know, a lot of people picked it up and started using it. And I thought, man, this could be a pretty cool business idea. As it evolved, we realized that while scheduling is an issue, finding cleaners is a bigger issue. And then we kind of expanded Turnover B&B into a marketplace and a scheduling app. And now it's a lot more than that, but that was the core.
I love that. Last week we had Ella from AutoHost on, and I always find it interesting. They were operators, they had about 100 units, and they kept having issues with fraudulent card charges or, you know, bad guests. So then they built AutoHost for themselves, and then some other people asked about it. Now AutoHost is its own entity. So I always find it interesting that the best products always start with somebody that had a problem and they figured out how to fix it, and then they shared it with the world. So that's great.
I actually want to build on that, because the other reality of it is that it's all software engineers. So what I realized is that if you have a software engineer in your life, you should be very grateful, first of all. And then if you have problems, because that's the beauty, right? It's like every person has a unique kind of talent. And your guys' talent is like, this does not work. We're going to make it work. So that's ultimately why there is so much value in what you do, because it comes from a very applicable kind of place. So I have a newfound love and respect for all software engineers. So if we have listeners that are software engineers and you have ideas, let us know. We would love to be part of your companies, because I can almost guarantee it that just based on experience of the guests that we have had on the show, it's going to be brilliant and it's going to help lives and it's going to kind of systematize things and get rid of all the excess things. So super grateful for your beautiful brains. I don't know. You know, I don't have one of those, but I'm very grateful you guys do and make the world better. So it's awesome.
So anybody that's, I guess, not familiar with Turnover B&B, Asaf, why don't you give them kind of like an overview of what it does now? So we talked about scheduling the cleanings and also helps you find cleaners, which is insanely valuable. And then where did it kind of branch from there? And what does it look like now?
Right. So, you know, in Turnover B&B, our mission is to make hosting and managing vacation rentals easier. You know, from our own experience and from the experience we've built over the years, we've realized that getting your guests to come to your place, pricing it, listing it, everything, that, you know, that stuff is relatively easy. But then kind of handling the back of the house, like getting your unit ready and staged and clean and perfect for your guests every time, consistently, that is the big time suck. And that what sets apart operators, those who do it efficiently and those that just, you know, grind themselves working inefficiently. So Turnover B&B pulls all your reservation data from, you know, all the listings that you, all the sources that you have, Airbnb, booking.com, your favorite PMS, your own booking widget, and then generates a cleaning schedule that is then shared with your cleaners. So you can have multiple cleaners on multiple properties or one cleaner per property. And then we would just let them know when they need to go. They have a mobile app where they see their schedule, they see all their tasks. They confirm every time that they go. And that part was really important for me, that you always have a confirmation that someone sees it. It's not enough to share with them. You also want to have like, yes, I will be there kind of assurance. So it's on their mobile app. Then when it's time to clean, they go into the unit, they click starting the clean, you're notified, they're there. So you don't have that anxiety of like, did they actually go? Did they start? So we let you know about the important things so that you're not anxious. And then they have, you know, really robust checklists that they can follow to kind of make sure that they're hitting the right spots. We also have like an inventory tool where they can mark, you know, things as missing so that you can fill them up as you go shopping or order them on Amazon or whatnot. And we also have like a chat feature where they can be like, hey, there's a thing going on. So you're always in the loop about what's important and you're not involved in what can be automated, right? So we take 90% of the effort out of it, but leave the 10% where you really need to step in, like notifying you when there's a problem, notifying you when there's something missing, notifying you when they started, notifying you when they finished. And to wrap it all up, we can also automate the payment. So you don't even have to worry about cutting a check or sending a payment, or it just comes out of your bank account or your credit card. So it's just total automation of everything that's possible. What's not possible to automate, you know, the things where you step in, we notify you. But our best customers are people who are like, just rarely log in because everything just works. Everything is just cleaning system It's automated, repeatable, and set.
Yeah, and I think one of the lessons that I learned early on, I think I had my first unit maybe like 6 months, and it's 3 hours away from where I lived. And I was working with this great cleaner. We're using turnover B&B. Everything was going smooth. It was like autopilot. And then one day she just ghosted me. Like she stopped responding. Something happened or whatever. And I learned that day, one of the awesome features that you touched on quickly was that you can have multiple cleaners. So if you're working with a single cleaner, you want to have multiple, and you're able to select, this is my primary. So if they decline it, it kicks it automatically over to everybody else. Or if you want to go round robin and give everybody a fair share, or whoever clicks on it first gets that booking, like it just made that so much easier going forward, so that I could have a bench of cleaners to go to. Even if Sally got sick or Sue didn't show up or whoever, whatever happened, you always have backups in place. And it just, that peace of mind is huge, because nothing is worse than when you have a guest about to check in and you're like, did it get cleaned? Is somebody there? Like, is this going to happen? Like, that's the worst anxiety as a host, like, period.
Anxiety is like why I started this. I didn't want to be anxious about, is it clean? Like, did they clean in time? Like, you know, guest is coming at 4. Like, they said they would finish at 3. Was it finished? I don't know. Right. Because you get into this, you invest, you set up the property because you want to have a passive income flow. And it's not passive when you're anxious about it. It's not passive when you are constantly texting and checking and obsessing about it. It's not passive. So we make it into a truly passive income stream. Now, another thing that you said is like, we built all this system. You can use it with your existing cleaner. You can use it with your family member. But then you can also tap our marketplace to add additional cleaners or replacement cleaners to your team. Or you just want to use it with our marketplace cleaners. That's a very popular thing to do. And like you said, I recommend always having a sub. Always having someone who can step in. To do that, you need to make sure that they have worked that property at least a couple of times. You don't want to, in a pinch, get someone who's never been there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. How did you guys, so let's say that I am a new host, or I have a host that I have my own cleaners. I'm like, I hear about this. I'm like, okay, but like, who are these people, right? Like, where are you guys finding the cleaners? Like, who's qualifying them? Can you talk to us about that? Like, how does that work? Do they have reviews? Who reviews them? What do you guys do, like, to kind of check the quality? Like, who comes into the systems, and like, how does that kind of work?
It's a very rigorous process from the cleaner's perspective. So they apply, they need to show us that they have done vacation rentals before. It's not just anyone who knows how to clean or thinks they know how to clean. It's someone that has sort of a demonstrable experience doing vacation rentals, because we all know it's a different beast. Like, the scheduling is super tight. Like, you can't just go in there and just kind of lose yourself cleaning. Like, there's someone checking in, right? Like, this stuff is really, really important to get done quickly. So we collect references. You have to give us references of other hosts that have worked with you. And then there is a identity verification process. And, you know, our team kind of looks into each individual to make sure that they're a good fit.
That's awesome.
And then I know the nice thing is like, I was going to say, and then once they're on, it almost works like Airbnb, that there's a review system. So like, if I'm working with a cleaner, I review them. So then if you're looking for a new one, you can see, you know, I left them a good review, which is great. Like,
yeah,
I love that feature.
Yeah.
And you can also see like their experience on the system. So you can see, oh, this cleaner has done 1,000 turns on Turnover Baby. So you know that they know what they're doing.
100%. Yeah, I love that. So you were saying earlier that you have some pretty robust checklist. So going back to what our usual audience is. So let's say somebody is new. Are those checklists that they can use, or they would have to upload kind of like the checklist on there individually to your own property?
So there's templates that you can start from that other people, other Turnover Baby users have created and have made public to
oh, that's awesome.
Community to use. So you can see, oh, this is like a 3-bedroom template, and you can see how people have been really specific about how they want their bathroom done. You want to make sure you check for, you know, hairs in the sink, hairs in the, you know, everywhere. Hair is a big issue. So you can see what other people have created, but you can also create your own, organize it by room, for example, upload kind of pictures of how you want things done or not. We really try to keep it flexible so that if you want to be exhaustive, you can, but if you don't, you don't have to. And then you can also say, I want to require a photo against this checklist item. For example, you want to make sure that, you know, the microwave is wiped inside. So you can ask them, take a picture of this checklist item in order to complete the project. But you don't have to. So, you know, we give people options to be as exhaustive or as liberal as they want to be with those checklists.
That's awesome. Yeah. Completely unrelated questions that just came to me. Are you still doing... Do you still have Airbnbs of your own that you run, or are you just now just kind of doing this?
Yeah, so I'm not doing it anymore because where I live, there are like new regulation that makes it very difficult. So, but we're still very much involved. There's other people in the team that are hosting in other parts of the country.
That's awesome. Yeah. Love it.
One of the things that I wanted to highlight. So we talk a lot on the podcast about treating this like a business and setting up systems. And one of the key components of that, you know, if I always like to break it into 4 buckets, right? You have your access and security. Like, how do you get people in? How do you automate that? What type of controls do you have? Noise monitoring, cameras, all that stuff. Then you have your guest communication side. How can you automate a lot of that and create a good guest experience? The last piece of it, right, is around the whole turnover process, because it can be a bear. There's a lot of different pieces. And what I loved about Turnover B&B is it simplifies it. So again, from how do I find quality cleaners to how do I create these checklists? Personally, I would recommend putting those photos in there. And it's like a lot of people create cleaning checklists, but if you can put photos in of this is how I want the pillows to look, this is how I want the towels to look. One, you're going to have better quality control. 2, it's going to make it easier on the cleaner. So it's going to look the same every single time. And then they can send you the photos to make sure it all matches. But then the whole scheduling thing, getting everything paid, checking for damaged items, letting you know if anything's broken to file claims, like restocking supplies, inventory checklists, those are all different processes that are all streamlined through one app to make your life way easier. And I know it sounds like I'm just promoting the hell out of Turnover B&B, which I kind of am, because I feel like they've done it amazing, but I'm passionate about it because this will save you so much time. Like from, you know, 4 years, we've got 40 something units. Like this will save you a ton of time. Because if you don't do this, like Asaf mentioned earlier, that anxiety sucks. And it's a huge time suck to try and manually do this. Like individually, it's crazy. So leveraging the right pieces of the technology in that tech stack in your business will make this, I'll call it semi-passive, because you still have to be somewhat involved, but as close to passive as humanly possible and not giving yourself another job.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people just forget to pr- price their own time. That's kind of something that you see a lot. Be like, oh, I can do this. Like I can clean, or I can stay on top of, you know, all the scheduling, but why? You know, your time is valuable.
Man, I love what you just said. Love it. Because I think that's the biggest problem of the newbie that then gets kind of burnt out is understanding that you're not doing this to do more things. You're doing this to do less things. And like, you should pay people to do things so that you can then do things that make you more money, or just don't be anxious. Like, what does not feeling anxious cost, right? Like, what's that worth to you? Chances are, with how much anxiety there is in the world right now, taking away anxiety from your life, it's probably pretty valuable, right? And it's just also understanding, like, in the way that you look at yourself, you have to give value to you as a person. So you doing the cleaning, what value are you implying for yourself as a person, right? No saying that cleaners are less valuable than, or anything like that, but you as you, the person, maybe you're a doctor or a lawyer or somebody that's like a nurse and you're doing all of your own cleanings, what is your worth? Like, what is your worth that you're putting out into the universe as to how you look at yourself as a person, right? So that's super, super, super well said. What do you see yourself, like, where do you see the future going? Like, what's the plan?
So, you know, I think what we've seen is that we were able to reduce the level of effort and friction. So people are taking on more properties, like, okay, I can handle this. This is, I have my cleaning system in place. I have my guest communication system in place. I have, like, you know, access control. Everything is automated. There's really not a lot to it. I can take on more units. I can take on more properties. And we're seeing a lot of kind of virtual property managers popping up everywhere. People who are like, I know how to do this. I don't actually have to be there to do this because I have this confidence in the systems that I've set up. So I live in Florida, but I can manage units in New Orleans. I can manage units in North Carolina. I can manage units in Texas with my stack. So where we're going is we're going to offer more than just cleaners everywhere, but also contractors everywhere, so that you can also tackle, you know, maintenance issues and kind of foot on, you know, boots on the ground wherever you need them.
So contractors,
can't wait for that.
Yeah, you mean maintenance guys, or also like all eventually, I'm not saying like right away, but eventually all contractors that could go into operations, meaning
like a runner.
Like a runner or like a painter or like a plumber, electrician, like all of those things.
We want to make it easier. People are already using our platform to run kind of national property management operations without having boots on the ground in every location. We want to make it even easier.
I love that. Almost like an Angie's List for Airbnbs, kind of.
I kind of think we're much better than Angie's List.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, because you're involved. So as long as the software engineer is in it, I'm sure.
Angie's List is a kind of a free-for-all. And, you know, we are very, very selective in making sure that there's a consistent quality experience on Turnover B&B.
Yeah.
That's the name of it. Yeah.
There's a lot of power and focus. Like, if you're trying to be the list for everything, then you really lose a lot of the sharpness and the quality. But if you're doing one thing, it gives you a lot of focus and ability to provide a really, really great experience at that one thing you do.
And that's what I think is the beauty of this industry, where, in my opinion, like, you guys have kind of dominated that turnover aspect of it, right? And then there's other players like a Price Labs that all they do is pricing, right? And then you have guest communication apps or PMSs that just purely focus on that. But everybody kind of plays well with each other with integrations and everything else. So the whole ecosystem works. But the products that seem to do the best, to your point, are the ones that really focus on a core issue and then just have API connections with other players that focus on different issues. And then the whole thing just works instead of trying to go wide and do everything.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like buying like an alarm clock toaster. Like, it's not going to wake you up and it's going to burn your toast, right? It's just not.
That's a good example.
Yeah. I didn't even think that was a thing. Well,
yeah,
for the listeners,
but you know,
for the listeners, if they haven't checked you guys out yet, where can they learn more about Turnover B&B and find out more information?
So they can just Google Turnover B&B, or skip Google and go to turnoverbnb.com.
And the sign up process is like super quick. What is it, like less than 2 minutes, I think?
Yeah, it's less than 2 minutes. And if you have one property, it is free to use with your existing cleaner. And then over one property, it's a really nominal subscription fee. Less than a really fancy cup of coffee per month. You can use that with your existing cleaner. You can use it with, you know, any cleaner that you know. And if you need to find a cleaner, it's super easy. We have cleaners all over the country, in every state, in every metropolitan area. If it's like a super remote place, like in Alaska, maybe not, but give it a try. You can do a quick search even without signing up, and you can really reduce a lot of stress and make it, you know, the passive investment that you wanted it to be.
I've got, this may be a difficult question because it really depends on the operator, but since you guys have niched down so much, have you seen, just general guidance for the listeners, what have you seen as like best practices from a turnover standpoint? Like, are there certain things that you see some operators do that really help? And obviously you guys have all the tools embedded in there, but are there certain things that some of them are doing that are really making a big difference compared to maybe somebody that's not using all the features, or I don't know, just kind of a general best practice?
So, you know, I would say definitely make sure you have a checklist that covers the basics of that would protect you from bad reviews. Make sure that your guests have a clean bathroom, a clean kitchen. All the supplies are in place. So we have an inventory module that you can set that would alert you if something is low. Make sure you have at least two cleaners trained on every property that you have. Things happen. Sometimes people are not going to be able to make it. And you need to make sure that you are prepared, right? Like, if you're not prepared, you can't blame anyone if something happens, because, you know, someone's car breaks down, someone's kid is sick, like that stuff kind of happens. So just make sure that you're prepared by training at least two people on every property, so that you're not surprised. So you don't have to like leave work in the middle of the day and go, turn a property, or that you do, you know, get a guest that steps into like a unit that hasn't been cleaned. There's nothing worse than that, right? Because you get a terrible review guaranteed. You have to refund, and it's just like, you know, it's like a skating problem, because now you have terrible reviews and then, you know, you haven't made money. So make sure you're prepared.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, before we get into the last question, I I want to be respectful of your time, and I want to thank you for coming on the show and acknowledge you for, you know, what you've built and shared with the community is awesome. And again, I've shouted it from the rooftops. If people can't tell, I'm a big fan because it's made my life a lot easier. And I've just, there's a lot of like hype on YouTube and all these different places about how amazing short-term rentals are and you can make boatloads of money. And that is true, but you need the right systems in place. Otherwise you're going to drive yourself insane and you're never going to get past one, two, maybe three units if you're lucky. And this is one of those tools that is absolutely essential for you to keep growing and scaling. Because if you miss this, I don't care how cool your property is, how big it is, how beautiful it is. If a guest shows up and it's not clean, nothing else matters. Nothing.
Nothing else. Yeah. I think as I've also to acknowledge you, you've said some really important, really kind of like very meaningful things, especially like the last bit about like, you just have to be focused. Because I think that is very important on all fields of life, but getting going in real estate investing in general, that is my main feedback that I give people when they're like, where should I do? What should I invest in? How do I invest? How do I get started? Because the beauty with our industry, real estate being the industry in this case, is that all avenues make you money. But people don't make money because they lose focus and they keep chasing their tails between this one and then this one and then this one. And like that all, and you said other things that were very meaningful to understanding how to create a successful business, but also how to have that anxiety-free kind of business that is what gives you freedom. Because as Mike just said too, you can create many, many businesses, but if you're not removed or if you're anxious and your quality of life decreases, I would say that you more businesses you have, that less rich you are because you're more anxious. So I wanted to acknowledge that bit because it really makes a difference if you can really, really learn it and embody it as you're growing your vacation rental business or anything else that you're doing really.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about, you know, helping people live with less anxiety and making things that can be automated. Not everything in life can or should be automated, but some things are, and you should definitely take advantage of every tool that can give you more time and less anxiety. Not just talking about turnover of vacation rentals, but and any other tool that can help you gain back some time in your life is worth investing in.
100%. So the last question that we ask all of our guests, based on your kind of split background between hosting and cleaning, what would you say your number one secret to success with short-term rentals is?
Consistency. I mean, I think we've discussed that. It's just getting a system in place, perfecting it over time, realizing that now you have more capacity, taking on more challenges, but don't take more challenges than you can handle because it will discourage you from continuing. Just set up a system and then scale.
I'm telling you, very wise. It's a very wise episode. They're little things, but they're really, really, really quality. I've really enjoyed having you on the show, man. Everything you said has been the Israeli wisdom. It reminds me of Hanan, you know, keep it simple, stupid, but it's the stuff that, you know, makes all the difference, you know?
Love it. Well, thank you again, Asaf. Really appreciate you. Again, big shout out. Thank you for everything you've built. And hopefully we'll have you back on the show at some point. And for the listeners, just go check out Turnover B&B. I'm going to plug them again because it's that good and I highly recommend it. So make sure you guys check them out. And we will see you guys next week back here on the Short-Term Rental Secrets podcast. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hey, STR Nation, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. And in the comments, let us know what topics you want us to cover on upcoming episodes, and we'll make sure to get that in the books for you. And if you really want to learn how to launch, automate, and scale your short-term rental business, if you want to go deeper, then check out our free masterclass at strsecrets.com.